Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a man has been hospitalised after an early morning crash in the Portnew area. The Mica Action Group have described comments made by Donegal County Council's Director of Services as inaccurate, misleading and offensive. A Donegal deputy has claimed GDPR is being used as a cop-out when it comes to properly documenting road traffic collisions. Three people have been arrested and £17,000 worth of drugs seized in Derry. And there's calls for government intervention to ensure the Lifford Clonley Resource Centre can continue to provide the same level of services into the future. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First news though, a man has been hospitalised after an early morning crash in the Portnew area. The single vehicle collision occurred shortly before 6 o'clock this morning at Ballyerston. The driver of the car was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment to their injuries. Gardaí remain at the scene. The road is currently closed with local diversions in place. No further details are known at this time. The Mica Action Group have described comments made by Donegal County Council's Director of Services as inaccurate, misleading and offensive. Michael McGarvey at yesterday's Joint Directors Committee meeting said that the low uptake of the Enhanced Effective Concrete Blocks grant scheme was due to lifestyle choices. In an exchange with Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, Mr McGarvey moved to clarify his comments.
Thanks for the opportunity to clarify. I certainly did not mean to give the impression in any way. I think we've made that message clear in Donegal and any of our engagements with any of the groups that our focus is on the homeowners, trying to make this as simple as possible, and that is, I think, that, you know, that is 100% our, so it did not mean to misrepresent anything there. We absolutely empathise and try and work with those who are going through very, very tough times, and we want to help do that. We're absolutely convinced we can overcome some of the operation issues we've experienced, and we'll continue to do that as well. And we, again, in terms of working with the department and others in terms of ancillary grant payments and others, we've made good progress in recent weeks, and we hope that we will be able to make an announcement there very shortly there, making it easy for people where they have actually got costs for alternative accommodation, storage and others, and happy to continue to do that. So I acknowledge that there are challenges and absolutely continue to work. We'll work obviously within the scheme and with the department and with the stakeholders and the action groups to try and overcome issues. We are listening, we are making improvements, and we'll continue to do that.
A copy of the letter from the Mica Action Group is available on our website, highlandradio.com. Leo Varadkar has told the Dáil there should be a pushback against people who use resources as an excuse for problems in the health sector. The former Taoiseach was contributing to a debate on the delivery of universal health care. He added he's sceptical of the Department of Health's costings to upgrade a GP visit card to a full medical card. Leo Varadkar says while the health service is poor in bed capacity and infrastructure, it is well resourced.
I do think we need to push back against people who always use resources as the excuse for problems in our health services. Politicians don't take it on enough. The media, when doing interviews, never question it or take it on. Those who always default say the reason why there's a failure or an inadequacy in our health service is because of lack of resources, lack of money, lack of staff. It's not that simple.
A Donegal deputy has claimed GDPR is being used as a cop-out when it comes to properly documenting road traffic collisions. Deputy Thomas Pringle says the fact that the RSA doesn't share data on road traffic collisions with local authorities due to GDPR concerns is absolutely ridiculous. He says Donegal County Council has encountered difficulties in liaising with Gardaí to pinpoint the exact location of collisions as they are not recorded. He says it's having a knock-on impact on local authorities seeking road safety funding.
The fact that the RSA doesn't share data with road traffic collisions with local authorities due to GDPR concerns is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, how GDPR can impact on road traffic incidents where you don't have to provide the name of the person involved in the accident or indeed the number plate of the car. You basically have to provide information as to where the accident happened, how it happened and whether the conditions of the road or whatever impacted on that. And surely that can be, GDPR wouldn't have any impact on that. It seems to me that GDPR becomes an excuse for bodies not to do anything and not to contact people and not to talk to each other, and that's something that's really wrong, and I can't believe that that has got anything to do with GDPR or the intentions of GDPR, and it's just a cop-out by organisations to do it that, in that way. And we've also had in the past as well, I know in Donegal County Council they had difficulty getting responses from the Gardaí, and actually where road traffic accidents were happening as well, and indeed a lot of road traffic accidents there was actually no record of them happening, so communities knew that they were happening but there was no official records of them, so that when the council went then would go to do road safety measures and stuff like that, they had nothing to draw on to actually apply for funding to make that possible, and that's something that hopefully will be has been addressed and will continue to be addressed, because we have to have everybody working together to ensure that safety is as a priority, and that actually these measures are put in place and can be effective as well.
Meanwhile, the number of Gardaí in the roads policing unit has dropped by over 400 in the last 15 years. The Oireachtas Transport Committee heard today there are currently 623 members in roads policing compared to 1,055 in 2009. The committee has heard from the Garda Commissioner on matters relating to road safety following an increase in deaths. Commissioner Dree Harris says the force is aiming to increase roads policing numbers by 75 this year and the same amount next year.
The difference between where we are now in 2009 is just the growth in the demand on Gardaí, particularly around specialisms. That includes the armed support unit, but also cybercrime and protective service units. So there's been a huge increase in just the variety of crimes reported to us, and therefore then our response.
Northern Ireland's former First Minister has expressed great regret that Stormont didn't implement the first coronavirus lockdown earlier. Arlene Foster has told the COVID inquiry in Belfast that the pandemic was the most difficult period of her political career, and her administration wrongly felt it had time before the virus spread. The ex-DUP leader also defended her handling of the situation, insisting she tried to do the best.
I don't think it was the Department of Health's fault for what happened during the first wave of the pandemic. It was the virus that caused the damage to Northern Ireland. Yes, of course, I accept responsibility. I was First Minister at the time.
Three people have been arrested and £17,000 worth of drugs seized in Derry today. A sum of suspected counterfeit cash and other items were also seized during today's searches in the Limavady Road area of the city. Three people, two men aged 41 and 42 and a woman aged 35, were arrested on suspicion of drug-related offences and later released on bail to allow for further police inquiries. Donegal County Council is being urged to adopt an initiative being rolled out in Kerry which maps dog attacks on sheep. Kerry County Council has agreed to map areas where dog attacks on sheep are reported to the local authority this year. Councillor Patrick McGowan believes such a project will be hugely beneficial in Donegal given the large number of sheep kills and attacks in the county. He says a multi-agency approach to combat the issue is needed.
Council for Stairs down there and Kerry put this to Kerry County Council and they have adopted it. And basically what they're going to do, they're going to map areas within County Kerry where there's a lot of attacks on sheep. The council then, through the dog wardens, and that can concentrate on certain areas and try and pinpoint it and just see the whole thing about chipping dogs and so on and so forth, especially black spots. Like, there's quite a few farmers are saying, like, you know, it's the investment they make in lambing, and they're sitting up all night and have all these cameras now where they're watching lambing and everything else, but then some dog comes along and just creates havoc, you know what I mean? So the whole question is, I'm one that believes in those things about dogs, probably bad owners, that they're not trained or they're not being responsible. I had mentioned it to a local farmer in the last couple of days, and who had raised it with me before, and he thought it certainly would be worth trying. It would mean to see that the council would be seen to be doing something, trying to act, trying to come in with some kind of a policy or something, because it's just basically gone on for years and years.
And we have seen it in Donegal, massive sheep kills. And as you mentioned there, it's effectively a farmer's income. And if this repeatedly happens, you know, they're bearing the cost of it themselves.
There's a big cost there. And if you have a sheep down, you can't get rid of it yourself. You have to call in someone to get it properly removed and so on. There's also the whole thing is about animal welfare. It mightn't be the solution to everything, but it's maybe a starting point, and we probably would need to beef up our resources. And I know the lost and found dogs and different animal shelters and that would probably have an opinion on this. Now, I would welcome everybody's, both the farmer, pet owners and the lost and found dogs, people all having an input into this.
There's calls for government intervention to ensure the Lifford Clonlea Resource Centre can continue to provide the same level of services into the future. The centre has been open for 33 years but has received no core funding for the past 13 years. Midlands North West MEP Chris McManus says the difficulties facing the Lifford Clonlea Resource Centre is another example of the government's indifference towards people in the North West. He says it's vital for the local community that the future of the centre is secured.
What we've heard is probably a very dire situation. They've been open 33 years, but they have no core funding for the last 13 of those. And they are actually losing funding for their project coordinator, who is effectively the anchor, or if you want to be the equivalent of, it's like losing the principal of a school and nobody being replaced. So what we need to see is a government intervention to ensure that the Clonlea Resource Centre in Lifford can remain. They do Trojan work in there, and I don't need to tell the local community the impact that they have. And if such a resource is in any way hindered, it's going to have a massive negative impact within that local community. So what we need to see is the government step up. We see this issue of regional imbalance, of lack of funding and resources being put into counties like Donegal. And Donegal is probably very much on the back foot in regards to public services and public finances being put into it. So we need the government to step up, specifically for Lifford's Clonlea Resource Centre, but for wider resource centres throughout the region, because they're being hit and they're being hit hard.
And centres like the Lifford Clonlea Resource Centre, they are essential for people living in small towns like Lifford and those in the wider, more rural areas.
Absolutely, and it's one of those issues I'm constantly trying to highlight, you know, rural decline along the west coast from Donegal all the way down to Galway. And when we lose or we see impacted services such as the Clonlea Resource Centre, the secondary impact it has in the wider community, you know, we cannot overestimate.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
At 5:15, it's time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games. Donegal's Ryan McHugh has been named the PDC GAA GPA Player of the Month for April. The Kilkerr man was fundamental in ensuring two thrilling victories in the Ulster Championship last month against Derry and Tyrone. Donegal, of course, subsequently went on to win the Ulster title last week, beating Armagh. Penalties: Paul Mannion of Dublin and Ryan O'Donoghue of Mayo were the other players that had been nominated. Claire Shane O'Donnell won the Hurling Award, while Armagh's Lauren McConville and Tipperary captain Karen Kennedy were the winners of the Women's Player of the Month awards for football and camogie. Just 25 days after he was appointed, Noel King has stepped down as Dundalk manager. Medical reasons have been cited for King's decision. Dundalk won the first game of King's reign, but back-to-back defeats have left them 6 points from safety at the foot of the Premier Division table. Liam Burns will take charge of Friday's visit of Shamrock Rovers to Oriel Park. UCD's Harry Curtis has been given a 10-game suspension. The defender was shown a red card in injury time of last Friday's win at Kerry. An independent disciplinary committee found that Curtis used discriminatory language towards a Kerry player and handed him the maximum suspension. The first game of his 10-game ban will be this Friday's fixture against Finn Harps at the Belfield Bowl. Daly Mount Park is sold out tonight for an historic occasion. The home of Irish football will welcome the Palestinian women's national team as they play Bohemians in a friendly fixture. On the schools front, there was disappointment for St Union's College of Letterkenny this afternoon. They lost out in the FEA Schools Minor Boys National Cup Final for under 15 large schools. The match was played at Athlone Town Stadium and St Union's lost it by 4-2 at the hands of Moyle Park College off Clondalkin. St Union's actually led 2-1 at half time, but Moyle Park would go on to score 3 in the second half to give them the National Cup. Cross channel, Manchester United, Newcastle United and Chelsea all retain ambitions of playing European football next season, and the three clubs are in Premier League action tonight. Man U welcome Newcastle to Old Trafford for an 8 o'clock start, while Chelsea go to the Amex Stadium for a 7:45 kickoff against Brighton. Seventh is Manchester United's worst finish in the Premier League era, and they lie eighth in the table with two games to go. But their manager, Erik ten Hag, says there are legitimate reasons for the club's mediocre form.
I'm now 2 years here, and I only had one time a full group of players. And you can't progress a team when we have, particularly in certain key areas, so many injuries. It's like swimming with the hands on your back. And then you have to keep your head up above the water level. And that is what we're trying to do. And still, we are in a cup final. This is good, but if you want to progress a team, you need fit players.
Celtic could be crowned Scottish Premiership champions tonight. They only require a point away to Kilmarnock to secure the title. 7:30 is the start time at Rugby Park. Boss Brendan Rodgers says it's important that they finish the season strongly.
We still have a job to do. We've got three games left, and we want to perform well in all of those games. We obviously look to manage the squad and be as fit and as fresh as we can be in every game.
Pep Lunders has secured high-profile work post his Liverpool departure. Jurgen Klopp's number two has been appointed as head coach of Red Bull Salzburg. Lunders has signed a three-year contract at the Austrian Bundesliga side. In rugby, former Ireland international Will Addison will be among nine players to leave Ulster at the end of the season. The 31-year-old arrived at Seal Sharks in 2018 and has made 41 appearances while dealing with many injuries. Former Exeter Chiefs back row Dave Ewers also leaves, along with Greg Jones, James French and Shea O'Brien. The retirements of Luke Marshall and Angus Curtis have previously been confirmed, as had the departures of Billy Burns and Stephen Kitsoff. In cycling, Jonathan Milan has won the second stage of this year's Giro d'Italia. The Italian was first to the line in a sprint to Almera. Tadej Pogačar retained the leader's pink jersey today. And finally, motorists planning journeys in and around Strabane and Lifford this Sunday, May 19th, have been warned to expect some minor traffic disruption. An estimated 1,200 runners will be on the streets for the 9th edition of the Strabane Lifford Half Marathon. Diversions and road closures will be in place from 8:30 a.m. before the race starts at 9:30 a.m. at Meeting House Street and finishes on the Melvin Racetrack, where the last runners will come in at around 12:30. That's your sport, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, daycare services for older people in Lifford are to resume this year. The HSE has confirmed that a daycare centre will be re-established at the Habenteg facility in Lifford. Work is underway to establish transport for people within the Lifford catchment area to the centre. Councillor Gerry Crawford, a member of the Regional Health Forum, expects the daycare centre to be opened by the end of September.
That's very welcome news. That the recommencement of the services will be happening, and the date they've given us here is the end of September. Provisions are being made as we speak with the Habenteg facility in Ballyduff and Lifford, and you know it'll allow our more senior citizens and those who use such services in the past to avail of them again. And there's a whole range of activities and things there that hold that it's good for those people, and it's good to see it coming back again after such an absence. It's not just a sin in the Lifford area, but, you know, it's a Lifford catchment area, and it'll be welcomed for the people who used it from the St Johnson, Raphoe and into Convoy areas as well. This is very welcome news indeed.
New regulations will be put in place from Monday for electric scooter users. From Monday, they'll officially be legal to use on public roads, but you must be over 16 and stay under 20 kilometres per hour. Last year, more than 220 e-scooter collisions were recorded by Gardaí. Transport commentator and CEO of the Royal Irish Automobile Club, Conor Faughan, says a legal clarification for scooters was necessary.
No, they don't need compulsory insurance. We don't have a compulsory helmet law for bicycles. It's still good practice, but it's not law, and there's reasons for that. So when you think about an e-scooter or an e-assisted bike, those cargo bikes that you'll see in bike lanes, legally where they are is exactly where a bicycle is.
People are being advised of possible delays at Letterkenny University Hospital this coming weekend as necessary upgrades to the hospital's ICT system are carried out. The upgrades on the system that manages patient activity in the hospital will improve links with other hospitals and community services in the region. SEALTA says it expects some delays will arise for patients at the hospital, including in the emergency department, where the transition to the upgraded system is carried out and completed this weekend. With an eye, sunny spells with scattered showers. Some showers turning heavy or thundery later, with highest temperatures of 16 to 20 degrees with light winds. The closing headlines this evening. A man has been hospitalised after an early morning crash in the Portneau area. The single vehicle collision occurred shortly before 6 o'clock this morning at Ballyerston. The Mica Action Group have described comments made by Donegal County Council's Director of Services as inaccurate, misleading and offensive. Michael McGarvey, at yesterday's joint Oireachtas Committee meeting, said that the low uptake of the Enhanced Effective Concrete Blocks grant scheme was due to lifestyle choices. A Donegal deputy has claimed GDPR is being used as a cop-out when it comes to properly documenting road traffic collisions. Deputy Thomas Pringle says the fact that the RSA doesn't share data on road traffic collisions with local authorities due to GDPR concerns is absolutely ridiculous. And daycare services for older people in Lifford are to resume this year. The HSE has confirmed that a daycare centre will be re-established at the Hab and Take facility in Lifford. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, May 15th. The death has occurred of Nellie McFadden, Rye, Falkara. Her remains will repose at her home in Rye, Falkara this evening from 6 p.m. until rosary at 8 p.m. and tomorrow from 12 noon until rosary at 8 p.m. House private for family on the morning of the funeral. Funeral service will take place on Friday morning at 11 a.m. in St. Finan's Church, Falkara, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral service can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv or Sweeney Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of Kathleen McLaughlin Drina Mallinhead. Kathleen's remains will leave Eamon McLaughlin's funeral home, Station Road, Carndonna, at 8 p.m. this evening, going to her home. Funeral from there at 10:20 a.m. on Saturday morning for 11 a.m. funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Lag, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Family time from 11 p.m. to 2 p.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the stroke unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Edmund Doherty Riley, Main Street, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:40 a.m, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice Palliative Care Team or Clonmany Community First Responders, care of any family member or McFeely Funeral Directors. Edmund's funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Damien Deveny, 189 Clonilach, Skeg, Derry. Remains reposing at McLaughlin's funeral home, Lower Main Street, Funcrana, with viewing from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. tomorrow. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:20 a.m, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The death has taken place of Letitia Letty McDade, Altishane, Carndonna. Her remains are reposing at her late residence, Altishane. Removal from there on Friday morning at 10:20 a.m, going to Sacred Heart Church, Carndonna, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, followed by burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Carndonna Community Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Angela Bridget Gallagher, Neo O'Donnell, 6 Knocknamona Crescent, Letterkenny, County Donegal, formerly Derny, Brooklis and Drimladridge, Litchermac Ward. Her remains are reposing at Shovlin's funeral home, Sandfield, with removal to St Bridget's Church, Litchermac Ward, arriving at 8 p.m. this evening to repose overnight. Funeral mass tomorrow at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. The death has occurred of Paul Berkeley, Fintown, County Donegal, and formerly of Newtownards, County Down. Paul will repose at the home of Paula McMullen, Close Neave Connell, Glenties, until 11 p.m. tonight. Removal tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 p.m. to Lakelands Crematorium, County Cavan, for cremation at 4 p.m. The death has taken place of Phyllis Philomena Greer, Nee Boyce, The Glen, Remelton. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in St Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Tully Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Endoscopy Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Patrick Sweeney, Funeral Directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.